Thank you for listening to the 3rd through 5th grade lesson training. I'm Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director, and I have the honor of equipping you today. There is a document that goes with this training, so please open that up and let's get started. So before we dive into the 3rd through 5th grade lesson training, I want to go over two things. The first thing is where you can find your lessons, and the second thing is where are 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders developmentally? So, number one, where can you find your lessons? All lessons are found at realityventura.com/kids/volunteers. Here you will find your a leader study guide, so you could actually study on your own in advance. I do it every single time I serve, and it is so helpful for me. It even helps me form my conversations with the kids. You can find the actual lesson video that the kids will be watching. You can find your lesson plans, as we already mentioned. And you can also find the slideshow that will be shown during large group time. So everything you need in advance is already posted, so you have full access to it. And I really encourage you to explore what's there and really use what's been provided to help support you for your time with the kids. Because as we mentioned in a previous training, when you come prepared, your kids actually engage better and sometimes even behave better. So please prepare before you come to class on the Sundays that you serve. The second thing I wanted to go over is what are the 3rd through 5th graders like? Where are they developmentally? To best meet where they are, meet them where they're at, it helps us helps understand where they are developmentally. So we're going to go over communication, where they're with communication, where they are emotionally, intellectually, and even spiritually, really briefly. So communication, they are saying things like, everything sounds like fun, and I've got this. So they may not be speaking it, but they're definitely expressing it through their actions and their behaviors. So they're constantly wanting to have fun, which is awesome and exciting for us, because that means we get to have fun too. And they're also starting to really gain their independence. They're really ready to like move from being a little kid to becoming like a teenager, if you know what I mean. They're ready to be independent and explore the world around them and grow up a little bit. So they're communicating things like, I've got this. I've got this. I don't need your help anymore. I've got this. So that's where they are with communication, but emotionally where they're at. Where are they at? They, when we praise them, their confidence broadens. They need attention from us as leaders. We need to see them and recognize them. And when we praise them, they feel more connected to us and they grow in confidence. They feel safe and that helps with their confidence. Also, when we introduce and include peers, friendships develop. This is like something you're going to notice really quickly is if a kid comes in and they don't have a friend soon after arriving, they're going to be disconnected and it's going to make it harder for you to include them and engage them and for them to learn because they don't feel safe because they don't have a person. So emotionally, if we want to help reach them emotionally, not only do we need to like see them and connect with them personally, we need to connect them to their peers. They need to have a friend. And the way that we structure kids ministry for 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders really emphasizes this because it helps us have fun with the kids and teach them about Jesus. So everything is structured around this concept of let's make sure they have a friend so that we can teach them. Intellectually, they're kind of getting past the like needing to dance and sing and move a lot. Like they need it a little bit because they're still kids, but they're getting to a part in their life where they need concrete examples. They're starting in a right way to start. They're kind of becoming a little bit more skeptical. Like, do I really believe this? And that's good and that's right. That is not bad. That's exactly where they're supposed to be. And so what we want to do is to help them learn and understand. We don't need to always sing and dance, although that is fun. they're at a spot where they actually need concrete evidence. So whenever you're preparing for a story, it's really good if you are kind of thinking of your own real life examples, or not even your own, just like real life examples that they can understand, examples that they might encounter in their own life at school or in their families or with their friends. So that's really important for them to like learn. And then spiritually, they're at a spot where, like I said before, they're kind of becoming a little bit more skeptical. It's like what's happening in their life feels detached from like the stories that they're hearing on a Sunday. So we want to help reach them spiritually by helping connect their stories to God's story and God's story to their story. We want to show kids how yes, this is what you're going through in your life right now. This is what you're experiencing. And this is how God's story actually connects to you. His story is actually very relevant to your story. So they're learning how God's story inspires their story. So again, we want to connect the story that they're learning to their everyday life. We want to help them apply the story to their everyday life so that they can grow in their relationship with the Lord. So that's where kids are at. A third, fourth, and fifth graders are at developmentally. They need friends. They need attention. They need to have fun. And we need to provide concrete evidence to show that God's story is not this far off removed thing. It actually is very applicable to their life right now. Okay, so now that we know where to find lessons and we kind of know where our third, fourth, and fifth graders are at developmentally, let's now dive into the actual lesson plan. Now, the document you should have open in front of you says third grade lesson plan. This lesson plan is exactly the same for fourth and fifth graders. So if you're leading or assisting in a fourth and fifth grade class and you're like, oh no, this isn't my lesson plan. Am I in the right spot? You are in the right spot. Your guys' lessons are absolutely identical. We just separate the ages because of course classroom sizes, the number of kids in each class, and also fifth graders don't really want to be with third graders all the time. So they're just like starting to feel more like preteens. And so we try to keep them separate so they can be more with their own peer group. So on this lesson plan, we are learning, this is the lesson plan for January 8th, 2023. This day we're going to be learning about God made a covenant with Abraham. That's the title of the lesson. You'll see the Bible passage that this story is found in. We're not going to read all of that, but we're definitely going to be reading parts of that together. There's going to be a memory verse that we're going to be learning together during large group time. And then there's a big picture question. This is a question that we're going to be answering all throughout the unit. This particular unit that we are in is 6 weeks long. Sometimes they're just 3 weeks long. But the memory verse and the big picture question will change each unit. Then you'll see the picture from the lesson, and then you'll see the schedule at a glance. Whether you're serving first service or second service, this is going to be your timeline, your order of events. So with the little kids, we go straight into large group and, backtrack. You guys have a large group, small group style kids ministry. What that means is when you're in the class with the kids, that is small group. That basically means that you guys are small group leaders. But then they will combine with the other class. So third, fourth, and fifth grade classes. Remember, they're two classes. We're going to combine them together in the worship room and they'll have large group time. And there's a large group leader and a worship leader in that class, in the worship room, to lead the large group time. So part of it is in small group, part of it is in large group. So order of events. The first thing is the kids are going to check in. The second thing is you are going to have snack with lollipops and lemons and prayer requests. We'll go over what that means in a bit. Then you guys are going to have a group game. Then you guys are going to do Bible skills together. You guys are going to find the scripture from today's story in the Bible. Mark that page. Then you're going to go to large group. You're going to line your kids up, take them to large group. Then you're going to go back to class after large group to do small group. And then finally, it'll be free time until checkout. So that's just at a glance, the order of events. Now, what I was going to say before is the younger kids will go to large group first and then go back to class, and they're going to do a craft. But because you guys, as we know, these fourth and third, fourth, fifth graders need to have friends and people to connect with. They need to be connected to you. They need to be connected to their peers. We want to foster that first and foremost. So the first thing we're going to do is eat, which is always good, and do prayer requests. So kind of start talking together. And then they're going to have a game. And so when they play together, they build friendships. They have to work together. And then from there, we can go into the content of the lesson. Hopefully by then, they'll have developed some friendships and gotten to know some people. And that opens them up more to listening and receiving and feeling safe. And so therefore, learning about Jesus. Okay, so let's dive into the content of each of these things. The first is check-ins and free time. So we've already, you should have already listened to the policies and procedures training. So you should know about the check-ins procedure, but let's go over it again. You're going to welcome families and receive kids as they arrive. Remind the parents that their child's safety is our highest priority. For the safety of their child, we must see the parent's security label at pickup. So make sure they don't lose it. And if their child needs them during the service, we will text them. Now, this is really challenging for parents with older elementary because they don't expect to be called because their kids don't normally cry at drop-off like preschoolers. But if they get injured or they get they feel unwell or something, we need to be able to contact the parent and we need them to come. So just remind them to please have their phones out and have them on silent so that if we texted them, they are aware that we need them. And then free time, there are games and activity pages that go along with today's lesson available for the third graders and fourth and fifth graders. Use this time to connect with the kids and help the kids connect with each other. So there's board games, there's dinosaurs, there's Legos, there's foosball. That's all in your room at your disposal as resources to help you play with the kids and connect with the kids and hopefully have nobody feeling left out. Okay, so after the kids have been getting checked in and you're playing with them and they're starting to feel a little connected or at least knowing each other's names, we're then going to eat some food. We're going to have snack with lollipops and lemons and prayer requests. So starting with snack, we're going to work together to pass out a cup of Goldfish crackers. There are checks available for those who are gluten and dairy free, a cup of water and a napkin to each child. Encourage them not to eat until after you have prayed. So you're going to work together, pass out snack. Nobody eats yet. Then you're going to pray asking God to bless your time together and that you will get to know Jesus more, and invite a child to pray for the food if you want. I really encourage it. The kids love to pray out loud. They like to volunteer. They're eager to volunteer. So yeah, ask one of them to pray. And then of course you guys can eat your snack. So while you guys are eating though, you are facilitating the discussion time. And what we're doing during this time while we're eating and getting to know each other is we are learning that how to pray corporately and how to pray for each other and take out the fear of offering to pray for somebody. So we do that through what we call lollipops and lemons and prayer requests. So while eating, ask your class if anyone has any lollipops, which are good things that happen during the week, or lemons, which are bad things that happened. If somebody shares a lollipop, which most people share lollipops, immediately thank God. Ask them if they want to thank God right now in this moment for that lollipop, or ask somebody to thank God in this moment to pray, to thank God for that person's lollipop. If they share any lemons, then immediately ask if someone would like to pray for their friend's lemon. Say that little Billy shared that he got a bad grade on his math test. So you go, "Oh, I'm really sorry. That's a bummer. Like, that is a lemon." Would somebody like to pray for Billy's lemon, and then somebody could pray something super simple, like, like, dear Lord, we pray that Billy would understand his math more. Please help him understand math. In Jesus' name, amen. So just, you can model that for them if they don't want to pray out loud, or they can just pray quickly in the moment for their friend's lemon. Now, sometimes people just like to share lollipops and lemons, and it's really hard for them to pray for each other, but we still really want to foster this and grow this. So then you could also ask, does anybody have any specific prayer requests? And if somebody does, then you can say, oh my gosh, okay, would somebody like to pray for this request? And that's normally when kids start praying more for each other, but it is good to teach them how to pray when with their lemons and their lollipops, because that's the kind of fellowship and community that like we want to foster in the church with these kids and with people in general. If somebody comes to you with a lemon in their life, so to speak, it's good for us to be like, can I pray for you? And then pray in the moment. And we want to foster that in these kids' lives. Okay, so that was a long explanation, but it is a really fruitful time, and it does help build community as they're getting to know each other. But we want to keep building community. We definitely want to play with the kids. So the next thing we're going to do is a game. So in your at realityventura.com/kids/volunteers, where your lessons are found, there is something called the Quick Start Game Guide. This is found online, and this is found in your classroom. In this document is a list of games. There's not a lot. We hope to build it over time. But these games are really fun. And you could always bring your own game if you would rather do something that's not in this list. But this is a list of games that you can do with your kids. Choose one of the games. It's your choice. As the leader, you get to decide which game you guys want to do. And then you're going to lead your class in that game. The supplies in these games, when you look at the game guide, they require very few supplies. And if there are supplies, we have them right in the kids ministry office, and you can come and grab them. Just ask the coordinator and they'll help you get it. So you're going to just do a game with your kids. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be crazy. Well, we do want it to be fun though. but the point being is we want to foster relationships. We've eaten together. We've kind of gotten to know each other a little bit. We've prayed together, but now let's play together. And so we do that. You play that game for about 15 minutes or so. And then we're going to do our Bible skills, which leads us to our next section. On your lesson plan, as you see in the green box, it'll give you the scripture that we're going to be reading together. Have the kids locate this scripture and put the ribbon in the bookmark and bring their Bibles to large group. So it's a little messy here. It's not supposed to look like that. But they're going to find the scripture and they're going to take it to large group. Let me read. To encourage those who are new to class or who are not yet comfortable with finding a scripture in the Bible, please slowly instruct your kids, the entire class, on how to find the verse. Please do not make this a competition unless you know for sure all the kids in your class have mastered this skill. It's really embarrassing and hard for kids when they stand out because they don't know an answer to something or they don't know how. Like, you're going to have kids in your classes who have been going to Awana's all their life, and it's going to be super easy for them to find a verse. They're also going to have kids in the class who have never heard the name of Jesus in their life, and they don't even know what a Bible is. So we cannot expect them to be on the same level of finding scripture in the Bible. So you are going to break it down really simply to help them remember and to learn for the first time how to find scripture. Here are our training tips. Remind the kids that there are two parts in the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Each testament contains multiple books, and each book is divided into chapters, and each chapter is divided into verses. So, at the start of each Bible is a table of contents. Show them how they can look for the book in the table of contents to find the page number. Once they find the page number, they can turn to that page and look for the chapter and then the verse. Once they over time, they'll eventually grow more comfortable and may not need the table of contents anymore. There's another typo there. Sorry. So over time, they're going to get used to it. If you guys have time, read the scriptures together. Another thing that is really important is in the same vein, like don't force kids to read, just ask who wants to read. And then those who want to read, they can read. And if they don't want to, they don't have to, because some kids may feel pretty insecure about their reading level. And our job is not to teach them how to read. Our job is to teach them about Jesus and make sure that they have a positive experience at church. And experience grace for where they're at. And so our job is to not make them feel uncomfortable in that way. So once they have their Bibles marked, they've even maybe read the scripture, you're going to line up and you guys are going to go to the worship room for large group. You'll be joining the other class there. And in large group, there will be a large group leader who will be there to teach the lesson. There'll be a worship leader to lead worship. Together, you guys are going to learn a memory verse. It's super duper fun. And so we hope you have a great time when you go. I know I do. I get to lead large group. It's super fun. So under this section, we like to remind volunteers to please sit with your kids. There are chairs available if needed. Please participate, listen, and engage with the lesson alongside your class. If you need to like go to the bathroom real quick, you can do that during this time, but come right back because we want to make sure that what happens in large group might actually affect what happens in small group. So you really want to be as present as possible during large group. And then lastly, support the large group and worship leaders by lovingly correcting your kids if necessary. Even though you're not leading large group, you are still in charge of your class. So after large group, you're then going to line your kids up and you're going to go back to your class for small group where you're going to do what we call the four questions. These are your discussion questions. Now, these are the same questions every single week. And ask them, the questions are very specific and strategic. I'm going to tell you the importance of each question as we go over them. The first question is, what did you like about today's story? This is the first question. Always ask this question. The reason why it's important is there are some kids who, again, may have never been to church, may have never heard the name of God before, or they may have grown up in Awanas or are homeschooled and Bible is part of their curriculum and they're very comfortable. What's good about this question, what did you like about today's story, is that anybody can answer this question. It doesn't matter how much you know or don't know. Anybody can say what they liked or what they didn't like, or what they liked. Don't ask what they didn't like. That's a bad question. So let them answer that question. Number two, what did they find confusing about today's story? The reason why this question is important is because it creates a safe space to actually say that you don't understand something, to say that you question something, to say that something doesn't make sense, that you have your doubts about that. What better place to express that than at church? What better opportunity than with you guys, with their teachers in their class, so that in a safe way, they can express this and then you can help them, by answering their question or helping them look up the question or saying, I don't know the answer to that question. Let me come back to you later. It's okay and good and right for kids to be confused. And it's good that we get to come alongside them and help them work through that. The third question is, what did we learn about people? This is a great question because when we read scripture, it is alive. Scripture is alive and the Holy Spirit speaks through scripture. And when we learn about the people that were in that story for that day, we are learning about ourselves as well. And kind of our nature and our tendencies. And we want kids to start realizing like, oh yeah, I also have that tendency, and I am not innocent. I I am like these people. But that then leads to our fourth question, which is, what did we learn about Jesus, or what did we learn about God? And of course, this question is so important, because the Bible, even though we're like realizing, yeah, I can relate to these people, it's not about us. The story is actually about God, and he is the hero of every single story. And so we want to ask the kids, what did we learn about Jesus? Yes, we can relate to these people. We are like these people. But just like God related to these people in this way, and this is what we learned about him, he also relates to us in that same way. And hopefully the Holy Spirit, well, these four questions will create space to allow the Holy Spirit to like guide your conversations and guide what the kids are thinking and what you guys are discussing. So those are the four questions. This normally takes about 30 minutes or so to go through. Not 30 minutes, but 15 minutes or so to go through. So take your time, discuss them, allow the Holy Spirit to move. It's a really special time, probably one of the most important times during the service that you have with the kids. And then it's almost time for the kids to go home, so they have free time until their parents check them out. So free time, they get to play with all the stuff again. And then the checkout, again, you probably already know this from our policies and procedures training, but as kids are getting picked up, check each security label. If the parent lost their label, come find the coordinator, who will help verify that the guardian is a safe person to check them out. And then send each kid home with an activity page. Show the parents that there are activities they can do during the week to help disciple their kids at home. So remember that parents are called to be the primary disciple makers in the child's life, and we get to come alongside them and partner with them in that. And part of that is we get to give them some resources, and this is a weekly resource that they can take home, and if they feel led, they can use it to continue discipling their kids at home. So that is the conclusion of our third through fifth grade lesson training. Thanks for hanging in there. This was a long one, but a good one and very important. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or there's some things you need clarification on, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Again, I'm Anna, and my email is anna@realityventura.com. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.